In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Christ is born. Most of us have played the children's game hide and seek. It can be played almost anywhere with adequate space, indoors, outdoors. One person plays the role of seeker. Everyone else is supposed to find a place to hide. The seeker closes his or her eyes, counts out loud to a predetermined number, maybe 10, maybe 20. Maybe they count fast, maybe they count slow. While the counting is happening, the hiders run off to hide. Now, if you've ever been the hider, you know the hardest part is to find a good spot in 20 seconds. You got a lot to accomplish in a very short a period of time. It's hard to come up with a clever hiding place in 20 seconds, especially one that hasn't been used before, that will be unique to you, that won't be too obvious. And all the while, you hear the number counting, 10, 11, 12, and you start to panic. Now, if you play the game enough times as a hider, you eventually get caught by those dreaded words, "Ready or not, here I come. Ready or not, here I come." When the early church set the date of the Nativity, nobody knew the actual date of the Savior's birth. So the church just had to choose a date and go with it. And the church chose the time of the winter solstice, when the days are shortest, nights are long and dark. We also know that historically Jesus was born at night. At the very least, he was born at night. In the Gospel of Luke, we hear that when Jesus was born in Bethlehem, there were shepherds keeping watch in the fields over their flocks by night. And the angel came and said to them, "The child has been born." God chose for Jesus to arrive at night, and the church chose to celebrate this arrival at the longest, darkest night of the year. And much has been said, much has been written about our Savior coming at night, being born into darkness, with that darkness symbolizing our pain, our brokenness, our sin, our hurt, our wounds, our tears, and all of that is correct. But darkness, night, they have another meaning in the Gospels besides brokenness and sin and pain. Night not only symbolizes this sin and symbolizes this pain and symbolizes this brokenness, night also symbolizes in the Gospels, it symbolizes a time when very few people are ready. That's another one of its meanings. Jesus tells several parables about a master or a bridegroom or a householder or a friend who comes at night and people aren't ready. It's one of its meanings. Jesus coming at night means that people aren't ready. And it's a lesson vital for us to remember when it comes to our Savior's coming, both at his nativity today and in anticipation of his ultimate coming at the close of the age. We have a lot of notice. We have so much prep time for the nativity of our Lord. The church gives us a 40-day season, equal to that of Great Lent, a 40-day season of preparation with colors and hymns and melodies and prayers and saints that lead us to the coming of this nativity feast. And then our culture around us throws in its two cents as well. Unless you've avoided all stores and all TV and all radio and all internet, since September you've been reminded that the Nativity is coming. But like the hiders in hide and seek, you can hear the counting up to 20. You know your deadline. And still it catches us. Still we panic. With the Nativity coming, so many feel unready when it actually arrives in spite of all the prep time, or maybe because of all the prep time. And here we are. The day has arrived. The day has arrived. Our seeker has called, "Ready or not, here I come." And so many of us feel or are caught unprepared. But I'd like to suggest that maybe being caught unprepared isn't as bad as we think it is. I was talking to someone last week, maybe a week before possibly. They were, like many of us, under a lot of duress. Life is stressful. Work had been tough for them lately. Co-workers not pulling their weight. They're trying to get everything prepared and ready for Christmas. You know, the food, the house, the decorations, the gifts, all those things that we all are familiar with. And then, of course, dealing with family and add in dealing with all their inner stress and anxiety and chaos. And this person had been really hoping to have a calm, peaceful season and to really see and receive Christ in a new way. It's kind of their goal every year, and that goal had been to have their eyes wide open this year, to really see Christ coming this season. But day after day, something always fired the light that got in their eyes. And as the nativity got closer, they felt they were not in the right spirit. The calm, quiet spirit they had hoped for had not yet come. And I responded to this person. I said, maybe, just maybe, that is the real spirit of Christmas. Work with me for a second. Jesus comes before we're really ready might be the real spirit of Christmas. I mean, look at Mary and Joseph. Look at the first nativity, the one we just read about. How did they prepare for the birth of the Messiah? Probably not the way they had hoped. I can't imagine Mary and Joseph saying, with this Messiah about to be born, let's get on a donkey and walk all the way to Bethlehem from Nazareth. Days of travel on donkey and foot, the chaotic search for lodging as contractions are starting. I have a strong sensation that wasn't what they had planned on. But what does Jesus say to mother and stepfather? Ready or not, here I come. This person I was talking to, their Christmas sounds a little bit like Mary's and Joseph's. Chaos, stress, anxiety, travel, lodging away from home, scrounging for dinner, and Jesus comes anyway. Ready or not, here he comes. And think about the other people in the story. The shepherds, they had to work that night. You know, the Magi, they were off in another country, had to travel. And still Jesus says, ready or not, here I come. If Jesus waited until everybody was ready, he never would have come. He never would have come. But come he does, and come he does with the same gifts, with the same offering, with the same life, with the same love that he gives to the ready and to the not. God comes in the person of Jesus Christ. To the person ready and calm and prepared, and to the person crazed and overwhelmed or just asleep at the switch, God comes in the person of Jesus Christ. And maybe that's a big part of the reason the Messiah is born at night. He arrives when he arrives. And as you and I arrive at this beautiful and sacred night in which the Savior is born, maybe you've had a calm, open-hearted, beautiful time to reflect and prepare for this night. Or maybe your season has been marked by chaos, stress, anxiety, preparations, and preoccupations. Or maybe it was a precious mix of all of that. Either way, the time of preparation has closed. Tonight, it ends. The gifts of life and of love have arrived. The seeker has finished his counting, and to you he says this night, ready or not, here I come. Amen. Christ is born. Amen.